Luckily for Park Meadows resident Muriel Chevsky, she knows better, but for others, a phone call with a man at the other end of the line saying he's calling from the IRS can be intimidating. Olchevsky received such a call Friday morning. Her first clue that something wasn't right was the phone connection, which she says was very poor.
It sounded like it came from India or Bangladesh. The English was poor from the caller. And they start in with, "Are you having a nice day?" And then they go immediately to, "Do you have a criminal attorney?" And we're calling from the IRS to let you know that you have taxes due that have not been paid, and we're going to begin prosecution.
She advises anyone who gets a suspicious call to just hang up like she did. The longer you stay on the line, she says, the better opportunities the other party has for getting information out of you.
They will try and trap you into revealing information about a credit card, social security number, etc. And there have been alerts before. I have heard it before on one of the radio stations, but I was quite taken by surprise.
Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says the IRS will never call you to talk about your taxes.
It's not the practice of the federal government to call. In fact, they don't call individuals directly. They always correspond through written documentation. And so if you receive a phone call from somebody stating that they're from the IRS, I'm certain that it's not a valid phone call, that it's some type of fraud. We would recommend that you contact the police department or the sheriff's office, depending on what area of the community you live in, and then certainly we'll follow up on that.
That's Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.